This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. In cricket, New Zealand were 166 for 5 in 38 overs against India in the summit clash of the ICC Champions Trophy 2025 in Dubai when reports last came in. Earlier, the Black Caps got off to a flying start after choosing to bat, reaching 50 runs in just 7 overs. However, Indian spinners brought India right back into the game by taking wickets at regular intervals. Varun Chakravarti dismissed Will Young, who was given out LBW. Later, Kuldeep Yadav struck immediately, taking the crucial wicket of Rachin Ravindra, the tournament's double centurion, with a googly on the very first ball of his spell. He then backed it up by dismissing former New Zealand skipper Kane Williamson, who was caught and bowled. Ravindra Jadeja joined the party, trapping Tom Latham LBW. The pitch is playing on the slower side, with the ball gripping firmly and stopping, making it difficult for batters to hit across the line with ease. India will be pleased with the decision to field 4 spinners in the spin-assisting conditions. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is chairing a high-level review meeting in Jammu today on security situation in the Union Territory. The meeting, which is being conducted in 2 sessions, brings together senior police and security officials from Jammu and Kashmir to assess security landscape and outline strategies to eradicate terrorism in the region. Top officials from paramilitary forces and intelligence agencies are also participating in the meeting. This is the first security review by the Union Home Secretary in the Jammu region after taking charge. He visited Kashmir earlier to assess the scenario. In Jammu and Kashmir, bodies of a teenager and his 2 relatives have been recovered at Malhar in Kathua district 3 days after they were reported missing during a wedding function. Our correspondent reports the bodies were spotted in Ishu Nala in Malhar area through drones during a joint police and army search operation. Police officials said investigation is underway. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, who represents Udhampur parliamentary constituency, said the killings were a matter of great concern. In a social media post, the minister said there appears to be a deep conspiracy behind spoiling the atmosphere in this peaceful area. 5 contractual labourers lost their lives due to suffocation while cleaning a water tank at an under-construction building in Nagapada, Mumbai, this morning. The Mumbai Fire Brigade rescued the workers and rushed them to JJ Hospital, where they were declared brought dead. Further details, including the identities of the deceased, are awaited. The second part of the budget session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The second phase of the session, which will continue till the 4th April, will have 20 sittings. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to table the budget for Manipur tomorrow. The state has been under the president's rule since the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh last month. Our correspondent reports that during the session, discussion and voting on demand for grants for the year 2025-26 and related appropriation bill will be taken up. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited AIIMS in New Delhi and inquired about the health of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. The Prime Minister also prayed for his good health and speedy recovery. Vice President Dhankar was admitted to the hospital last night after complaining of uneasiness. Sources said Mr. Dhankar is currently in stable condition. BJP National President and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today announced 2 new schemes for girls, the Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana and Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana in Tripura. While addressing a mega party rally at Swami Vivekanand Ground in Agartala to commemorate the 7th consecutive year of the BJP-led NDA government in Tripura, Mr. Nadda announced these 2 new schemes for Tripura government. He said under the Mukhyamantri Balika Samriddhi Yojana, if a girl child is born in a family who are below the poverty line, the state government will deposit 50,000 rupees in her name in form of bond. After the girl attains the age of 18 years, she will get a total of 10 lakh rupees, which can be utilized for her education and other purposes. The second scheme targeted towards girl students is Mukhyamantri Kanya Atmanirbhar Yojana. This scheme entails that 140 meritorious girl students appearing for Tripura Board CBSE and ICSE exams will be given a scooty. In Bangladesh, students and teachers of different universities across the country have demonstrated against the recent rape incidents, including that of an 8-year-old in Magura, and demanded death penalty for the rapists. Last night, students of Dhaka University took to the streets demanding a fair investigation and swift execution of the harshest punishment for rapists involved in incidents across the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.